toxins that are in our food, they're listed in our water, and they're causing all this gastrointestinal and neurotoxicity. And if we're drinking that water with that and showering in that water with all these toxins in it, this is what we can look forward to. One or more of these things are going to happen because we're poisoning ourselves. Just like arsenic, it's going to build up in our body, and that is definitely a bad choice. We also know that we have little bugs here and there in our environment, and we can get them out, and also allergens, and we can get them out, and some of the toxins with the Nican air and the Nican water and the Nican water bottle, so it can carry it with us. We are so fortunate to be able to know, and the shower head doesn't look like that. We're so fortunate to be able to have these products that are just the top of the line and priced so reasonably. Tonight on the call, at 6 p.m. tonight, I'm just going to be going through a few of these things like I am here today, and I would really like to have someone say something about the air or the water, just a brief testimony, if you can be on there, and kind of turn our Thursday evening into a lifestyle or health style in the evening where we share a few things and visit and share some testimonies. So it'll be less information and more testimonies so that we can have, like kind of like we have here in the morning, but have it in the evening for those people who cannot be on in the morning, that maybe they could get on in the evening. And so who does have a testimony, whether you've given it before or not, about the air? Maybe Donna, you would like to share.
Well, I know when I clean houses, I'm going through a lot of dust. I used to be only able to stay in the room maybe an hour. Now, when I clean and dust, I can stay in the room for very, very long. It doesn't bother me.
And that's because you have so many reactions to what's in the air, right?
Right, just the dust.
Now, Donna did that testimony perfectly. She said, the way it used to be was, I could only stay in there for a little while because I, get asthma or something? We could add that. But,
right,
and then
right.
And now she said, this is how it is now because I have air purifier. I don't have that much of a problem. Perfect way to do a testimony. Thank you, Donna. How about the water? Who has a before and after about the water or wants to say something about it? We can have a couple of those. Anybody like the water?
Well, this is Donna again. I have one for the shower.
Okay, let's hear about the shower head.
I'll have
to get a picture of it.
Before we installed the Nican shower head, my husband, after you take the shower, his head, his forehead, be real, real red. He has kind of like, I guess, dermatitis. Well, now when he uses a shower head, he never gets that redness. It's gone. And I know it's that because once we went to Williamsburg and we didn't have a shower head with us, and we used the regular shower water, and his head, his forehead, the top of it was red again. And we take it now, when we travel, we pack it with us.
And then a big pipe wrench or something?
Pardon me?
So then you take a wrench. One of our people, actually, Denny Rogers, they used to say, have haul their shower head around. When they get someplace, he just replaces the shower head, and then when they leave, they take it back off again.
Right. That's exactly what my husband does. I mean.
Okay. And you know, I used to wonder how come some people were getting cancer and lung cancer when they never were around any smokers. And after we started talking particularly about don't shower in a gas chamber because all that chlorine just becomes airborne and then we breathe it in. Chlorine is definitely a carcinogen. And so don't shower in a gas chamber. All right, let's move right along. So some of the things we eat are toxic. Again, toxic means poison. and those things are, those French fries become toxic when they are fried in that deep hot fat. It turns into a toxin to our body. It's not good for us. So, however, we can take our potatoes and slice them up and put them in the oven and bake them. And so what we're going to be talking about today is what we can eat and do. So good choices. Here are some of the things that we can eat. Here's a smoothie, and that smoothie, Karen, would you like to share with us about the difference that makes when you have a smoothie and when you don't have your smoothie?
With
body balance?
What?
With the body balance in it? I'm going to add that.
The body balance is critical because when I don't take my smoothie, and what I try to do is I use one in the morning where I really put everything in it, and I put in it, the rest of you probably wouldn't, but then after that, for lunchtime, I do another protein, just a protein drink. And when I'm doing that, not only do I feel better, but my body is able to release the weight. When I don't do that, I don't do as well. And the rest of the day, even into the evening, I don't do as well as when I have the protein drink. It's critical for me.
Wow. Thank you, Karen. You know what I like about whatever Karen talks? She has such good pauses and emphasis in her voice, and I love it when she shares things and tells us about it. Because she does such an excellent job. Thank you, Karen. And the thing is, to get the point across, don't worry about if you're doing it just like Karen Eastwood or something, but I certainly appreciate everybody sharing, and I hope you'll come on and share this evening. I will I'm written down to add a body balance to this slide so that we'll be able to talk about that. Okay, so what we've been focusing on for our calls is the inflammation that is caused by the toxins in this acidic food and then some of the meats and things that have toxins and antibiotics and everything else in them, and then some stress. And through the next weeks in as we present our NECAN WebEx in the evening, and when we are doing this, we are going to be covering some of the different NECAN products that can help us to alleviate those things. And that's what we've been doing, and we thank all of you for joining us and having somebody besides ourselves to talk to. The inflammation then leads to clogged blood vessels. As this picture shows, they found out that it's not really probably the cholesterol. Some of the bad fats can clog your arteries, but it's primarily the inflammation that's clogging them up from high glycemic foods and from acidic foods. It's causing the acidification causes the inflammation, and the fat that in our body causes the inflammation. Wait! You're not supposed to uncover. I didn't say to do that. I'm talking to the picture. Okay. So, and we do have a picture of a factory, and as you probably just noticed, we're going to relate back to the human body. Our the factory has to have the raw materials. They are brought into the factory. It processes them then and turns them into the products that they can then sell to the people. Then people call up and order the products. And then they put them in the FedEx or UPS or some other method of transport, and out they go to the different stores or to the different homes. And so, now I want it to do it. I'm just going to do it. Aha. And so, we're comparing that to our body is a factory. Quick. We get the raw materials from the food we eat, and the minerals that we take in, and we most times need to have extra calcium in the minerals so that, because we can't know if, we don't know if we're getting enough for our foods, and most of the times we probably aren't. And so here's a factory, and it's processing our nutrients there, and then it stores them in our storage, which is our skeleton. And so there they are stored. But then, and so when people call up and say, now here my brain is getting a little slow, my heart's not beating regularly, and I can't digest anything very well, please send me some minerals, body, skeleton. And so the skeleton and the human body, being the miracle body that it, which we have been given, wraps up a little package, puts a sticker on it, so the transportation system, which has been missing, the transportation system is the osteodent. And that's why I said it. So, and that takes it to the different parts of the body. Every system in the body needs to have those minerals and the nutrients that the skeleton has been storing up there for us. Matter of fact, our skeleton needs to have those utilized because it then they have to be replaced by new ones. And so it's good for the skeleton to send them out, and certainly some of us can't really do very well without those nutrients. Now, Karen, of course, has talked quite a bit to us about her heartbeat, irregular heartbeat. I would like to tell you about my digestion. It doesn't work without the osteodents. I have to take two of them a day. When I was taking one, it wasn't enough for me, and I just got so that I could hardly eat anything because my digestion was so poor. And so I called up to my what I did is increase my osteodents, and it called, and my body called up for the minerals, and since the FedEx was working in my body, well, I was able to eat again many of the foods I couldn't eat before. Does anyone else have a testimony about that, how that works for their body in any of these ways, brain, heart?
Well, Ruth, I'd like to add to what I've already shared with others is that I've been using, how long have we had osteodents? 4 years? 5 years?
When did you have that heart surgery?
Well, and that's what I'm trying to remember when I did that. But anyway, I absolutely could not drop below two a day. But just recently, there have been times when I've been able to do that, and I do not have any repercussions. What it says to me is that my body has been given a chance to heal itself from the bad things that it had gone through. So, you know, I really do believe that if we put into our body what it needs, then our body does have the ability to take care of itself and heal it.
That's a great point, Karen. Thank you. I do too. I believe that also. Now, if we are eating toxins and have in the past eaten toxins, or if we happen to maybe get older, even when we're younger, I had to listen to my body and pay attention to what it was doing. I was having headaches. I was having backaches. I was having fatigue. Sometimes I still do. I have digestion problems. Some sight problems were coming along. Good grief. I thought it was healthy. I never applied this to myself as I was reading it before. I don't think I ever had any breathing problems. I do have blood sugar problems. Get the hives are one thing. My brain is sluggish sometimes. And so I have to look at, why is this happening? And so I've got to make some changes. Matter of fact, the last week or two, I've been really having a problem with fatigue. And then I have kind of a little bit of swelling on the top of my mouth and a pain on the left side of my head. And I thought, oh, what is going on? I better go get it. And then analyzed by some kind of a test or something at the doctor and find out what's going on. And I thought, these things are sort of all tied together with a little bit more runny nose. And so I upped my lactoferrin and took about five of them one day and took about four I think my brain is sluggish here. I haven't had anything to eat today. My does that when my blood sugar gets low. Immunity, thank you. I have about 4 immunity. My helper there. And did that for a couple of days. What do you know? I don't feel any of those problems anymore. I mean, some of these things are so slight, but we need to pay attention to them so that we can take care of them when the problem is small. And lactoferrin and immunity, has anybody else had any little problems that you have noticed, and what did you do about it? Wow, nobody else has any problems. Mary Lou, nobody has any.
I know. It's hard to remember when we had problems.
Yeah, we forget about them. That's a good thing, I guess.
Well, it's telling you that this call is successful.
All right, all you quiet guys on the phone.
Okay, this is Kathleen, and my skin's broken out again, so I guess I'm going to have to up my osteodense and my immunity and my water. Get out of that little spot.
There you go. I hope that this call helps everybody to remember that. Thank you, Kathleen. Well, because if we don't pay attention to it then, with those little body reminders, then pretty soon, if we don't do something about that, those signs of inflammation primarily, and we have to change our diet as well, inflammation, then those lead to a culprit that can be a silent killer or chronic pain. And so, and here they are some of them. All the different kinds of chronic diseases are related to inflammation in our body. So how will we avoid inflammation? And that's about what we talk about a lot. So we are thankful to Dr. Naidu for providing the Bone Health Pack, which is the thing that's getting that we have to have those minerals in every cell of our body. We have to avoid some things, and we have gone over these lists of MSG, and if any, and that this list is on our website, the Why Be Hurtin' website. Do know that it can say on your box or ingredient list or right on the front, no MSG, because they have disguised it now and given it all these names, especially spices, genetically modified foods, especially the one our children have them, or people who are going to be having children to be eating genetically modified foods. The rest of us should not be eating them either. Corn, soy, cottonseed. I was trying to figure out who would eat cottonseed. I suppose it goes in some oil or something. Dairy products, some vegetable oils, Hawaiian-produced papaya. To avoid genetically modified select only organic of any of these things, like corn or some of those things. If it says organic, you're probably safe, but it's not 100% guaranteed. So better yet, select certified organic. And if it says natural, that doesn't mean anything. It means it's, I don't know, it doesn't mean if it's off the tree, it's not considered natural. Okay, so avoid almost all the processed foods that are in the boxes, bags, cans. They contain some of the above foods, unless it says otherwise. So we want to eat our foods, whole foods. We've got one day Monty talked to us about some of the different the thyroid and different toxins and things, and I think we really need to go into that a little bit more as our year goes by.
Ruth?
Yes.
Back to that fluoride thing, that's the main reason, too, that we should be washing our vegetables, is because Dr. Blaylock says that most vegetables are exposed to fluoride from several different sources. They're irrigation
from
systems and spraying and stuff at the supermarket, so.
Right, okay, that's really a good point. So fluoride and chlorine they would be exposed to then.
Yep.
That grocery store water is going to have chlorine in it.
Right, and then up there on our vegetables and stuff too, was it Kathleen that told us to make sure when we look at that sticker that it has a 9 at the beginning? And that meant that it was organic?
I'm not sure if I stated it, but it's true.
Okay. I think you did because I never knew it. Great information on our call.
Yeah, everybody, you guys that are listening, if you have some information, we sure appreciate it when you share it. here's a water one, which should have been up by the water, I think. So, we have a chart. I worked a long time on this chart. Anyway, this is to help us to know what to eat. And these over here, this is the acidic side, and this yellow one is the one we pretty much should avoid, the things that are in here. These things are the warning sign triangles, are the things that I think are not even food. These would be toxins. Some of these things are not only acidic, they're also high glycemic. White rice, I do not consider a food. White flour. I always think about that, my girl thinking it was against our religion to eat white bread.
I love it. It is, really.
I went to girls, not girls camp, but a campfire camp, girls camp, and they took the food out of their sandwiches because it was white bread. Isn't it against our religion? Why'd you do that? Oh, I thought it was against our religion. They're about 8 and 9.
They're well-taught girls.
Okay, so some of these things over here, this is the neutral. It's pretty neutral in here. And so like this least acidic is not really too bad. And we are eating things out of there. Some of us eat eggs, which I do, even raw eggs in my smoothie or egg. And lots of nuts, so the almonds are over here on the other side. When we do eat some of these, we're going to balance our diet by eating something over here, too. So if I have some eggs, I have usually an orange or maybe half a banana. But half bananas are pretty high glycemic, so I'll have to watch that or I will get tired. And so those are the good things, and you can print this out on ybhurton.com and laminate it. Karen had a good idea of shrinking it down so it fits in her purse and she could carry it with her. Okay, so today, I just didn't feel like talking about all these things that are bad. We've been warning people and warning people, and we need to continue to do that. There's so many things to learn. But I wanted to talk today a little bit about some other things, some recipes, and Karen, and several of you said, well, we need to share more recipes, and I agreed with them. And so first I had a couple of, tips. First of all, there are so many good things to eat that are healthy. And the other thing is it has to be easy for me. Like you're talking about making smoothies. I make a big fat pot, container, blender of smoothie. And I don't even mean to do that. I'm always trying to make a small amount. But now I've just given up and I've put it all in there. I put all the green things in and Karen put onion in hers, and so I had some leeks that I'm trying to use up, and so I put a couple of leeks in there. I couldn't even taste them. Of course, they're pretty mild. Broccoli and some green things in there, not too many, but it was pretty green, and then I put my berries in. Sometimes I put some orange juice or pineapple juice in mine because I got to have a little kick in there, and then it was really yummy, but it was clear full, and so at lunch, I just put the whole blender in the freezer after I poured ours out for breakfast, and then I had lunch. I brought out the blender and stirred it around and gave some more to Dennis. He loves it. Okay, so then I always cook in a big pot, and so I fill it pretty much, well, not all the way up, but halfway or more. The big Neecan pot is what I use because then I have plenty to put in the freezer. So that on busy days, I just have to get something out of the freezer, and I don't have to cook again. So I don't cook that many days of the week because I have soup in the freezer, and I have rice in the freezer, which is practically a whole meal. And everybody ought to be growing a few things. You could grow your own cilantro. You could and things that you can grow in pots. I had some pictures on here, and I think they disappeared somewhere. And then drying your food is such a good way to preserve it because it doesn't take electricity. If you ran out of electricity for some reason, you could have a lot of dried food. I dried tomatoes last summer. They were so good. And it's very easy to make fruit leather on a piece of plastic in the food dryer. I had the food dryer out all year, and I was just drying things along the way. You stick them in there, and they just get dry. You put them in a container. In a plastic bag, I always put a paper towel in with everything. I dry bananas all the time. And put a paper towel in there because that absorbs moisture so they don't get, in case they get a little sticky or something.
But only grow one zucchini.
Where is it? Here, one zucchini. Plant soon. One zucchini plant. Okay. And always wash all the vegetables at the same time, and then you'll have to do it every time. It's all ready to go. Okay. So that's right. Over here, one zucchini. Maybe we can make it that one. There's some things to plant. I have that on ahead of time, so... ta-da!
Only
here's
those
my rice.
Yum!
Here's the rice dish, and I can put that on the website. I have it already. But this is supposed to have a picture first. Where'd the picture go? For Pete's sake. My picture disappeared.
Oh, there. Oh, yum. Oh, I'm coming for lunch.
Okay, so here you have this. This is the rice right here. It has cabbage in it, celery in it. Basil, let's see, this recipe would have been the one probably served with a taco, probably was the one I put taco seasoning in, so I didn't put the basil in. And sometimes what I do is I make it plain sometimes, and then when I get it out of the freezer, then I'll add whichever seasoning I want. But actually, if I have basil in it and I put the taco with seasoning in it, it overrides the basil anyway. Because I usually put a handful of basil in, a handful of garlic, handful of dried onion. I have, again, a lot of dry things, but I got the dried from the church storehouse. And if you have an LDS friend, you can go to the storehouse and help do some canning, and you can get some of those canned things, too, like dried onions for very little. It's not expensive, so talk to your friends. Everybody can go to the storehouse with a friend. Okay, so then there's some... you can make the taco meat will be your rice recipe. And then when it was Easter, I made these are rice patties. They look like hamburger patties, and they're shaped like Easter eggs. So that was my rice dish for Easter one year, a year or so ago. Okay, so that's what I said on all this. And then... last night I fixed this asparagus, and my daughter Sarah brought this recipe, and it was so good, so easy. So you buy the asparagus and got it at Costco. You wash it and the prep and everything, and then snap off the ends so you don't have any tough ends, and then lay it in a glass dish, sprinkle with olive oil, and coat all the sides of your asparagus. Put it in the oven. That's at about 425. I did it 400, and I had to cook it longer. Oh, I forgot. It's about 15 minutes. Then I start with 15 minutes. I started poking it with a fork, and then it wasn't quite ready. That was at 400 degrees. So next time I'm going to do 425. I think Sarah said she did it at 450. And the thing I really never enjoyed asparagus that much, because when you put it in the water or even steam it, it always gets soggy. And this is not soggy. Put a little salt on it. It was really good. Is everybody still there?
Oh, for dinner.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So let's, several of you said yesterday, let's be sharing our recipes. That's all of those. And this one won't disappear. So don't forget smoothies. I didn't put any new recipe there. And, Mary Lou's favorite slide, your future does depend on your choices. And so there are all these bad things that if we don't make up our mind to do otherwise, that's probably where we go, just wandering down this other path to whatever disease happens to hit you. But if we make a choice, make a plan and follow it and stay with it, then there we go, off on the wellness path. And so that way we can be more healthy than we would have been otherwise. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Great.
That's just phenomenal what you just showed on the screen and told us. All of your work and what you've put on that we can visibly see, it's just incredible. I hope you print that in a book or something. And then all of the research and the way you've cooked, I thank you so much for being you and all that you do.
Oh, thank you.
What type of taco seasoning do you use? Is it organic or do you make your own?
Well, I've been using the Costco taco seasoning, and they have more organic things than most places do. Also, I get my dried mushrooms, which I use, I don't remember if I put in that recipe, but I think I did, because I always put dried mushrooms. I put mushrooms in everything, shiitake primarily. And they have dried mushrooms there. But the taco seasoning does, I think, say spices on it, but I have never had any reaction from all the taco seasoning that I use, and that's one I use.
Okay, so it must not have MSG in it, then?
I don't think so. You know how much I react to MSG. I mean, I can't think that I wouldn't react, because I do use, I like to put a handful of spice in that big pot. Probably, my hands are not small, so it's probably a half cup of whatever, you know, I put a handful of garlic, I put a handful of onion, and a handful of, when I use the taco seasoning, I probably use a quarter to a third of cup minimum.
Okay.
And I have not reacted to it. Any other questions or comments?
Fantastic presentation.
Oh, thank you. All right, well. Look forward to Monty presenting tomorrow, and you guys go out and have a great day, and please join me on my 6 p.m. call this evening and help me with sharing your stories. Okie doke.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You,